Hello and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guests will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more. Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-A-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It started out like a totally normal day.
I love you.
I mean, I guess I was a little sweaty, and I was definitely sore. I thought I had gas. Turns out, I was having a heart attack. Heart disease is the number one killer of American women. So now I take care of myself and tell the other women in my life to do the same. Make it your mission to save your life and the lives of the women you love. Find out more from the American Heart Association at goredforwomen.org.
On Point Talk is a proud sponsor of Go Red for Women and the Central Louisiana American Heart Association. Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this Tuesday morning. If you're just getting your morning started, it's 7:36 a.m. Central Standard Time, 8:37 now Eastern Time, and of course, today is June 25th. We'd like to remind you, as always, that you can go to our website for more resources, to find out about authors that have been on the show, that are on the show every morning, and you can go on and you can send us messages. All you've got to do is click on our contact form, our contact tab, and if you send us an email, it'll come directly to us. So all you got to do is go to the website. Another way that you can connect with us is through our offices. That's going to be changing, and we'll let you know very, very soon about our new address. But for now, it's still 3717 Government Street, Suite Number 2, Alexandria, Louisiana, zip 71302. Or you can phone us at 318-445-5658. And I just can't tell you, we're super excited about all the hits that we're getting on our website, people connecting with us from all parts of the country. And really, that's what this is about. It's about connecting. It is a connections network. We're connecting people, ideas, thoughts, images, so many things. And we do it all through the OPT network. Also want to remind you, as you're getting your morning started, I don't know about you, but you can almost feel the humidity coming. But for the most part, the days are getting hotter and hotter. So we just want to remind you, as you're getting your day started, first of all, to make sure that you stay engaged. Make sure that you're watching out for yourself and others. And as I understand it, most kids that are in summer school are beginning testing. So summer school is, it's about to end, but it's not over yet. So we still have kids that are getting onto school buses. We still have school zones that are in effect. So we want to remind you about that. And every day, we see children out and about that are unsupervised. Most of the time, two kids on a bicycle, one standing up on the back, skateboarding, kids darting out in the middle of the street. And so it is so critically important that we remind you to stay engaged and stay on point for our kids that are out of school and enjoying summer vacation. And we also want to remind you that it is hot outside. As the days get longer, the heat seems to become more intense. And yesterday was our day to deliver senior boxes from the food bank. And as we were loading the boxes onto the trailer, there was an ambulance and, of course, a fire truck that came out, and I believe one of our seniors had an issue with heat. And so we're going to be reminding you not only about seniors and the heat, but our kids in the heat, and making sure that we keep ourselves hydrated, making sure that we stay out of the sun. I say this probably every time we go to the food bank, DC, but it seems like we're seeing more and more seniors waiting for support for food. And so in that, a lot of those seniors don't have representatives to go out and pick up those boxes. So they got to stand out there and get those boxes themselves. And y'all, it's hot outside. So what we're doing, as we were delivering boxes on yesterday, we were encouraging people to make sure that they're checking on their neighbors, especially if they're seniors. A lot of seniors, unfortunately, don't have air conditioning. And as we go into the summer, it's getting hotter. So make sure that we are our neighbor and our sister, our brother's keepers, as we get thicker into the sweltering heat. I'm going to tell you, yesterday it was just downright sticky hot. And you know what? I don't think it's going to get any better. We did get some scattered showers as we were traveling through on yesterday. But for now, it doesn't even seem like the rain is cooling things down. In fact, it seems like the rain is just making things even hotter. So just as a reminder, you want to make sure that kids are staying hydrated. A lot of kids, I know ours is practicing football. A lot of kids are having some issues out there in the heat. They're having to make sure that the kids are hydrated, making sure that they're replenishing their body with the electrolytes that they need to be out in the sun. And you know what? I don't think that there's any good time to be out in the sun for long periods of time. You know, it used to be, well, if the earlier it was, the better, and that could be, but it's still hot. And then the later in the evening, it cools down. But of course, in the Louisiana heat, I don't think there is any such thing as cool. So we just want to remind you that as you're going about your day, these are some things to be mindful about. And I don't know, yesterday when we saw the truck out there and the ambulance for our seniors, it really made me say we want to encourage people to make sure that they're checking on senior citizens especially. A lot of times they just don't have the means to run air conditioning. They're saving. They're on fixed incomes. And I'm going to tell you, a fan just seems to make it even hotter. And a lot of people are sitting on porches. So we're going to bring some experts in, and we're going to talk about that as we do really every summer. And I just don't know what the reprieve is from the heat, if there is a reprieve at all. But just a reminder, you're on point, everybody. The official OPT Network. And when we come back, we're going to tell you what's on point. Stay with us. We're back right after this. First, and Amerigroup is your first choice. Amerigroup is proud to serve the Bayou Health Program enrollees in Louisiana. Amerigroup is a managed care organization and will help you arrange for you and your family to continue getting the Medicaid and the CHIP benefits you need to stay healthy. Amerigroup offers these benefits through the Louisiana Bayou Health Program. At Amerigroup, the health plans have been helping families like yours across the country since 1996. For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Hey, Ryan, I got a riddle for you. You know the only good mosquito?
What's that, Randy?
A dead mosquito. Man, they're driving me crazy. I can't even relax in my own backyard.
Well, Randy, J&J Exterminating can help you take your backyard back. J&J will inspect, recommend, treat, and maintain your home with our new mosquito program. Not only can mosquitoes be annoying, but they are linked to at least 7 different diseases, including West Nile. But J&J has the solution. We'll inspect your entire property and develop a solution that meets your needs.
Hey, I got a party this weekend.
Can you take care of that?
No problem. J&J has one-time treatment options for those special occasions, or we can install and maintain a misting system that gets rid of mosquitoes every day, all day long.
Brian, you are the man with the plan. I'm taking my backyard back with your J&J Exterminating Mosquito Control Program. Over 50 years experience does make a difference with J&J Exterminating.
Call J&J today for your free mosquito inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
J&J Exterminator is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Rayhide Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Painted Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Open your mind to a fresh new world of taste at McDonald's. Introducing the spectacular new Premium McWrap, a dazzling fusion of tender, crispy, or grilled chicken and fresh veggies, all wrapped up in three phenomenal flavors: chicken and bacon, chicken and ranch, and sweet chili chicken. It's an astonishing, tasty experience that will pull you in again and again. The irresistible Premium McWrap, a whole new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. If you're just getting started, it's 7:47. Today, of course, is June 25th, and this segment is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for over 60 years. Also, Hickson Automotive Group, they're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, their website, www.hicksonhasit.com. 24/7, you can go to www.hicksonhasit.com. Also, Amerigroup Real Solutions, getting the real solutions in healthcare for you and your family. And what that means is thousands of network doctors and specialists that you can choose from, a hospital in your service area, health checks and screenings, rides to your doctor's appointments, immunizations, plus so much more. Also want to remind you about Be Unique Hair Salon, Nora Clayton and her team, available Tuesday through Saturday. To phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204. Also, Daryl's Auto Service, serving Central Louisiana and surrounding areas for more than 35 years. Brother and his team are always on point to make sure that your vehicle gets the care that you need. The number to phone for more information, 318-443-5741. And you know, in the last segment, I was talking about the heat, and it was really troubling for us to see one of our seniors go down at the food bank on yesterday. And, you know, we say kudos to our seniors down in Mansoura, Louisiana, who help at the church. And, you know, they're out and they're helping, and they're helping seniors, helping seniors to get food and to make sure that they get what they need over at St. Paul Lutheran. So kudos to them. But this is what I want to share with all of you. And there are things that we know, but sometimes we are just sort of dismissive about. Now, according to the American Red Cross, they say here are some tips for dealing with the worst summer heat. And not that the temperatures are so incredibly high, but the heat index. The heat index makes it feel a lot hotter than what it is. I think yesterday it got up to around 94 by the time that we were passing through. But what they say for sure is never leave children or your pets in enclosed vehicles. And unfortunately, Walmart is a haven for seeing kids in the vehicle while their parents go in real quick or moms go in real quick just to pick something up. And what I have learned about Walmart is there is no such thing as real quick. You know, you go in for one thing and before you know it, you've seen about five or six other things that you need to pick up. So moms, dads, be mindful about leaving kids and pets in vehicles that the windows are not down or they're up and enclosed and you're thinking you're going to be right back. Also, we want you to remember to drink plenty of fluids, even if you don't feel thirsty. And yesterday, DC and I were, as we were traveling the highways to deliver food boxes, leaving from Alexandria from the Food Bank of Central Louisiana, I said to him, and I drink plenty of tea as I'm doing this morning and even water, and I said to him, I just can't seem to quench my thirst. I just, no matter what I'm drinking, water, it just seemed to be still thirsty. And that is an indicator. That is an indicator that your body is in a mode of dehydration. So we want to encourage you that if you have that constant feeling of thirst, that you continue to drink water and make sure that your body is replenished with those electrolytes. Like, I know a lot of people don't like Gatorade, but it's said to be good, especially as our bodies are sweating so much. And then the next thing they say is to avoid caffeine and alcohol. Caffeine and alcohol. And I know for a lot of people that's tough, especially caffeine, but it also perpetuates something that is not very good for the heat. So as you're traveling about, make sure that you're not using those things to quench your thirst. Then we want to remind you, and we probably don't have to remind you because I know that I'm doing it today and every day, to wear loose-fitting, lightweight, light-colored clothing to avoid those dark colors because they absorb the sun's rays and they make it seem even hotter. And then the next thing that most people really, really take for granted is sunscreens and sunblocks. Y'all, this is the time of the year. Even if you're not in the sun, if you're driving to work, even on your hands and on your face, ladies, for us, we want to use, I use a moisturizer that has a sunblock, and I even use a foundation that has sunblock, but we want to use that. And sometimes we think that the darker our skin is or the more melanin that we have in our skin, that we don't have to worry about the sun's rays or we don't have to worry about sunburn. Not true. And sometimes you can be getting sun damage to your skin and you're not aware of it until later in life. And then as we get older, we start to see that blotchiness and those dark spots that come on our face. And a lot of that has to do with overexposure to the sun. Even if you don't think you're being overexposed, it is critically important. In women of color, it presents itself as very, very dark patches. And even women of non-color, you start to see on their skin brown sunspots. And those can be dangerous and they can also be cancer causing. So please remember to wear your sunblock. And most importantly, as we get into what we like to call the dog days of summer and the Louisiana heat, we want to make sure that our kids are protected and we want to make sure that we're protected. And yesterday, after we finished, after we did all of that, we went on the lake for a little while. And I'm always mindful to wear sunscreen. And not just one time, but we have to keep reapplying the sunscreen. Keep reapplying that to your skin. Even if you don't feel like you need to do it anyway, just for safety, just to make sure that you don't burn. And then they said what I've said earlier. It's very important that we check on our neighbors. especially those neighbors without air conditioning. And I know you're thinking in 2013, well, who doesn't have air conditioning? Well, you would be surprised. Many people do have air conditioning. Some are on fixed incomes and are not they're not going to turn their air conditioner on because they're trying to save. And others have air conditioning problems that they can't afford to fix. And so they're sitting out on porches during the heat of the day trying to cool off. And it's critically important that we're making sure that we're checking on those neighbors, especially those seniors. And then we want to make sure that our animals that are left outside, that they have enough water. I know our dog, even when he goes outside to potty, when he comes back, he's panting from the heat. And so dogs that are staying outside, that live outside, or that are left outside, we want to make sure that they have, and hopefully even a cool place where they can go in and kind of escape from the sun. But most importantly, make sure that they have water. And I know all of these things seem very, very simple, and they seem like common sense precautions. But you know what? For a lot of people, sometimes we forget about these things. And as we go into summer, we just want to make sure that we're reminding you. And you know what? We're seeing so many kids, little kids, unsupervised, and we know that they're probably not getting hydrated enough, or they're drinking sodas, or they're drinking other things. So we want to make sure that even parents, that you're watching out for others' kids as well. You know, yesterday or a couple of days ago, we had to just stop and make sure that we said to some children, y'all need to stay out of the road. It's so dangerous. And as you are on mobile devices, as you're texting and emailing, one small move could be the difference in saving a child's life. And these are just some things that we want to encourage you about as we move deeper into the heat and deeper into the summer. It's just smart talk for smart people. And you know what? As June is, there are lots of big things happening in June. And when we come back, we're going to tell you what they are. Stay on point, everybody. We're back after this.
Your hair out trying to find the perfect bed. The staff at American Wholesale Mattress has over 40 years combined experience to assist you with that all-important decision. We offer great values like queen pillow top sets, and why wait up to 3 weeks for that Tempur-Pedic to be delivered? At American Wholesale Mattress, we have them in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, everybody can afford one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive, locally owned and serving Sinlaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Have you been surprised to find new fees in your monthly financial statements? Or is your financial institution starting to charge fees for services that used to be free? The members at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union are happy to say no. Come visit one of our offices or call us at 800-264-4562. That's 800-264-4562 to find out how you can get your free checking account today. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, the credit union with heart.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Come visit one of our offices or call us at 800-264-4562. That's 800-264-4562 to find out how you can get your free checking account today. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union.
The credit union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana. Another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Open your mind to a fresh new world of taste at McDonald's. Introducing the spectacular new Premium McWrap, a dazzling fusion of tender, crispy, or grilled chicken and fresh veggies, all wrapped up in three phenomenal flavors: chicken and bacon, chicken and ranch, and sweet chili chicken. It's an astonishing, tasty experience that will pull you in again and again. The irresistible Premium McWrap, a whole new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by American Wholesale Mattress, leading in sleep comfort for over two decades. They're located at 717 MacArthur Drive, or you can phone 318-443-9524. Also, the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. Stay and play in Avoyelles Parish. McDonald's of Alexandria, also Southern Heritage Bank. They're an independently owned community bank meeting the financial needs of our community. The City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action Program. Get wired satellites. And then we want to remind you to get to a better state with your State Farm agent. State Farm agent Rosa feels like a good neighbor. She's serving the community and so much more. The number to phone, 318-487-1881. Now this morning, switching gears just a little bit, we're talking about something that is important to a lot of people, and I'm going to tell you what it is. We're talking about June being the most popular month for weddings. Yes, I don't know about you, but we've already been invited to a lot of weddings, and June has been statistically said to be, by the U.S. Census Bureau, the most popular month to get married. And what statistics show in the United States is that 2.3 million couples get married every single year in the United States, and the breakdown of those numbers are about 6,200 weddings per day. And so this morning, we decided to turn to our etiquette expert. She's no stranger to the OPT Network, Anna Post. She is the great-great-granddaughter of Emily Post and a co-author of the Emily Post's Etiquette 18th Edition. She's also the co-author of Great Get-Togethers and the author of Do I Have to Wear White? She's a modern etiquette expert. Anna covers an array of topics, and she also speaks at bridal shows and events. And she's a columnist for Inside Weddings magazine. She's also been seen on the Today Show, Good Morning America. I mean, she's written for the New York Times, on and on and on. And she was just with us in May. So we welcome you back, Anna, to the OPT Network. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me back again.
Absolutely. You know, we told you you would be our etiquette person on point. And this morning we need lots of information because we know that there are people that are planning weddings, people that are getting married this month, and then they say, okay, June is the best month or the most popular month. Then you go into August, September, and October. But first I want to start with Anna. Who pays for the wedding? What does etiquette say about who pays?
This is a terrific question, and it often decides so many other questions, so it's a great place to start. Mm-hmm. Tradition says that the bride's family would pay. Now, some people like to follow that tradition, either to be sentimental or because they believe very strongly in it, and that is lovely and absolutely a wonderful way to go, but it's not going to work for everyone today, and it doesn't need to either. Even whether it works or not, lots of people like to do it a little differently. So you can have any division of hosting out there between mm-hmm. the bride's family, the groom's family. Many couples today even pay for the whole thing themselves, which I know mom and dads everywhere are perking up in that one.
Absolutely. And so now there are so many questions. We know who pays, and we understand what etiquette says. This is the next question. What is, if there is a such thing, Anna, as the most cost-effective wedding? We're seeing more and more weddings where people are going to resorts, more and more of these weddings. Would you say that they are more cost-effective?
You know, I'll be completely honest and say that I'm not 100% sure I'm the right person to answer that one, because I don't always know that all of every single cost involved mm-hmm. with that. But it can be a really good way to go, as a lot of your costs get included. Now, I mean, frankly, the most effective way is to go down to City Hall, get married, come back and have a barbecue in your backyard. But we all know that a wedding is often a little bit more than just another Sunday party.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to want to take it up a few notches. One of the things that's great, though, about today's weddings is that you can fit the things that you want into any budget. And what I mean by this is you make a priority list. And you think about what's most important to you. Is it the flowers? Is it the food? I'll give you a hint. For most okay. people, it's probably going to be the food.
Mm-hmm.
And
especially in Louisiana. Especially in Louisiana.
I was going to say, this is a good place to make food your priority. So you make that your priority, and then maybe you cut back on the other things. I have friends who've had weddings that had no flowers other than the bride's bouquet, for example. Now, for me personally, that wouldn't work. Mm-hmm. But for a lot of people, that would be just the ticket. So if you do need to make some choices, I think the best way to do it is by category. The other way to keep costs down is to keep that food bill down. It's usually 45 to 50% of your total cost.
Wow.
And the best way to control the food is to control the guest list. So it might mean a smaller wedding.
Okay, and very good. So that's where we'll go next. Now, how with the intricacies of families, now we have... And we were talking before we were on air, and you were talking about your great-grandmother, great-great-grandmother dealing with this many, many years ago, the families and the family structures and how they have changed. How do we break the guest list down so that, and if this is even possible, that feelings aren't hurt?
Sure. This is, and you've got it absolutely right. If there's a place where feelings will get hurt, this might be it.
Mm-hmm.
So when you think about your guest list, do two things. Decide how you're going to divide it up. I recommend giving, you know, for example, half the list to the bride's side, half to the groom's,
mm-hmm.
or a quarter to one parent set, a quarter to the other parent set, half to the couple. It doesn't matter. Or a third, a third, a third. You pick it. Etiquette doesn't really care how you divide it.
Okay.
But when you divide it ahead of time, then it doesn't start to become a negotiation about individuals between his mom and her mom, for example, the bride's mom and the groom's mom.
Mm-hmm.
You just have your numbers, you fill it up, and that's that. If there's any crossovers, then you can decide then. Now, the second part is that it's a good idea to think about this in terms of groups of people in your life. So maybe we don't have room for second cousins, so second cousins get cut off the list. Then it's not about, well, I like this second cousin, but not that second cousin. They'll get invited, but she won't. That's where feelings start to get hurt. So work friends, college friends, second cousins, you know, groups of people in your life like this, it's smart to think about it like that so it doesn't get too personal.
But don't you think, and I know it was true some almost 24 years ago when we got married, that you start off with a number in your head about how many people will be invited. And then, of course, that number expands. I mean, you know, you could start, a lot of people say, oh, it's going to just be a small wedding, but that's just never the truth. How do you make that decision and stick with it?
This is going to be about discipline. It's also about being smart and not talking to lots and lots of people about your wedding until you've got the list down. For example, you know, you don't want to be telling everybody under the sun, well, the wedding's going to be this and that and the other thing, mm-hmm. and getting them all excited as though they're going to be invited. So be a little circumspect to start with. That will help you out. And then after that, it really is just going to be about discipline and making some choices. Now, one thing that you can do, but there's one big caveat with this, okay. is that you can always have a very small wedding and small reception, and you can have another big party later, a second reception. Mm-hmm. But the trick with this second reception is that it's not exactly like your first reception, and the only people who are expected to give you a gift are the people who actually came to the wedding ceremony that day. So don't think, ooh, I'll have a little wedding and save on costs and then have a big party later and get lots of presents. That's not how it works.
Mm. Now, that takes me to the next question. So if you receive an invitation for a wedding and you don't go to the wedding, does etiquette say that you still need to send a gift?
It does. And there is one caveat with that.
Okay.
And that is if you, for the life of you, can't understand why you got this invitation. You're thinking, mm-hmm. you know, I went to grade school with this person and I haven't seen them since, or I worked with them 10 years ago and I wouldn't have even known how to find them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you really, truly, and you really can't understand why you got it,
right.
Then you simply RSVP and say, no, you can't come, and you don't have to send a gift. But outside of that, yes. Mm-hmm. Even if you can't attend, you send a gift. Now, this is unlike the shower. People often get these backwards. If you're invited to a bridal shower mm-hmm. and you can't attend, you don't have to send a gift, but it's probably a close friend and lots of people like to anyway, just mm-hmm. to participate from afar.
Now, a lot of people, Anna, really go to weddings and don't take a gift. What kind of etiquette is that?
That's bad etiquette. Now, you don't have to bring it with you. This varies in different parts of the country, and it may be a little bit different in your neck of the woods. But you don't necessarily have to bring that gift with you physically to the wedding unless that's the real custom in your family or your circle of friends. But you do want to send it either before the wedding or, you know, within a few months afterward. You don't want to wait much longer than that, or people will think that you're the type who doesn't send a gift.
Okay, good. Now, I want to go back to the invitations because I want to be clear. Now, people get invitations all the time, and I think that this is a big mistake that a lot of us make, and we just don't know what etiquette calls for when we say, you're invited, or however you put it, and you and a guest, or
yeah.
or the family of, the Christmas family. You know, do we need to be more clear and break that down? And is it bad etiquette? Of course it is, to go to a wedding where you're not necessarily invited because you did tell people, I'm getting married, but then you just show up.
Yes. So Wedding Crashers made for a very funny movie, but that's about it.
Mm-hmm.
It stops there. And one of the ways you know who exactly is invited to the wedding is on the inner envelope. That's the spot. You know, these all used to be delivered, you know, through the mail. The outer envelope would get really dirty. And then when it would actually get to you, you would have this beautiful, lovely inner envelope, mm-hmm. often that might be brought in and presented. I mean, if you were, you know, really upscale on a tray by your butler, but mm-hmm. most of us don't have butlers.
Right.
So what you have is the inner envelope says exactly who's invited. So this is where it might, you know, have you and your husband's name and then your little children listed out. Or it might say to the Christmas family.
Mm-hmm.
And family, by the way, be careful with that because that means anyone living under your roof. And that, for some people, is a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to be a little careful with that. And if you say and guess, then that person might not necessarily bring a date. They might think, well, I don't want to go to the wedding by myself, so I'll ask my sister to come with me and be my wingman. And when they RSVP with their sister and you thought, well, I meant a date,
mm-hmm.
well, you gave them a guest, so that's how they chose to use it.
So should you specify?
If you know the person is dating someone very particular, then you can put that person's name down. In fact, that's a really nice, gracious way is to invite by name when you know who the intended person is. One other thing that I'll add is that anyone who is married or engaged or in a long-term serious relationship, for example, you know, they live together but they're not married, they are a package deal. And it doesn't matter if you don't know the other person. It doesn't matter if you don't like the other person. Mm-hmm. You really can't invite one half without the other. That's a pretty big breach of etiquette. So keep that in mind as you build your list as well.
Absolutely. Hey, everybody, you're on point. The official OPT Network. We're talking about wedding etiquette. Stay on point. We're going to have more right after this.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services, People Care by Caring People, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica!
Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine, I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Your health comes first, and Amerigroup is your first choice. Amerigroup is proud to serve the Bayou Health Program enrollees in Louisiana. Amerigroup is a managed care organization and will help you arrange for you and your family to continue getting the Medicaid and LACHIP benefits you need to stay healthy. Amerigroup offers these benefits through the Louisiana Bayou Health Program. At Amerigroup, the health plans have been helping families like yours across the country since 1996. For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart, it's still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Hey, Ryan, I got a riddle for you. You know the only good mosquito?
What's that, Randy?
A dead mosquito. Man, they're driving me crazy. I can't even relax in my own backyard.
Well, Randy, J&J Exterminating can help you take your backyard back. J&J will inspect, recommend, treat, and maintain your home with our new mosquito program. Not only can mosquitoes be annoying, but they are linked to at least 7 different diseases, including West Nile. But J&J has the solution. We'll inspect your entire property and develop a solution that meets your needs.
Hey, I got a party this weekend. Can you take care of that?
No problem. J&J has one-time treatment options for those special occasions, or we can install and maintain a misting system that gets rid of mosquitoes every day, all day long.
Ryan, you are the man with the plan. I'm taking my backyard back with your J&J Exterminating Mosquito Control Program. Over 50 years experience does make a difference with J&J Exterminating.
Call J&J today for your free mosquito inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
J&J Exterminator is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, sis, brought you McDonald's new Egg White Delight McMuffin.
Thanks, but I don't do egg whites.
They're freshly grilled.
Tempting, but I'll pass.
Topped with melty white cheddar.
Ooh, that is my favorite.
So take a bite.
I don't do egg whites. Well, okay. I don't do just one bite.
Delicious, game-changing egg whites and white cheddar are now available on every breakfast sandwich, like the bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit.
McDonald's has these freshly grilled egg whites on lock.
It's another new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. It's 8:23 Central Standard Time, 9:23 Eastern Time. Today is Tuesday, June 25th, and this segment is sponsored by J&J Exterminating, Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, and McDonald's of Alexandria. If you're just joining us, we're joined by Anna Post. She is a co-author of Emily Post's Etiquette 18th Edition. She's also the co-author of A Great, Great Get-Togethers and Do I Have to Wear White? And this morning, we're talking about wedding etiquette. It is the season where people are getting married. It's very festive. And we're just trying to help all those wedding goers and all those brides to kind of know where to fall on etiquette. And one of the things that I want to talk about is the bridal registry. And we were talking about those people who, and I don't think that it's purposeful that people go to weddings and don't give gifts. Anna, sometimes I think people just feel like, well, if they attend the wedding, that's their gift, but not true.
Not true, unfortunately. And, you know,
this comes from a time when we often didn't have to travel so much to go to a wedding. So if your costs, especially, say, at a destination wedding, are very, very high mm-hmm. to actually attend, it's entirely reasonable from an etiquette point of view that what you have left to spend on a gift might be smaller than it might be if you maybe just had to go across town. Mm-hmm. And that's perfectly okay. You don't need to apologize for that.
Right, if it's a destination wedding. But if it is a wedding that is in town and you're there, now, we were talking during the break. We know that probably every bride is registered, not just at one place, but at multiple places. And I said to you that one of the most beautiful gifts that I received for my wedding was a crystal picture frame for the wedding picture. And I always love to give something like that because it's treasured. It may not be on the registry, and I ask, when is it okay to go off registry, or is it okay to go off registry?
It is good news. It is okay to go off registry. Now, brides out there who are thinking, but I want my registry. Uh-huh. Don't worry. Most people will be shopping from your registry. But the choice of gift is always up to the giver. Mm. And I think that's really, really important. I mean, if you have someone in your family who, you know, always loves to carry on a tradition and make a handmade quilt, for example, well, there wouldn't be any room for her to do that if she had to buy on the registry. And maybe the registry isn't in her price range. So it's really important to recognize and appreciate that people mean well if mm-hmm. they go off registry. And sometimes those gifts can be the most wonderful surprises. I mean, mm-hmm. sure, sometimes it's a dud, but, you know, that's going to happen. But on a whole, I think this is a really wonderful time to remember that it's about this person thinking about you and not just about getting a wish list.
Mm-hmm. Now, there are those people that are getting married and they're saying, I don't have a registry. I really want money. We would like to have money. How do you say that tactfully?
Sure. It's okay to let people know what would be most helpful. I mean, sometimes it's two grown-up, two people with really established households, and you really don't need a third blender. Mm-hmm. So you want to be kind of practical. I would recommend setting up one registry. Just, it doesn't have to be a lot of things. You can just do a few small things on it. And then the way registry information is spread has always been by word of mouth. And you can put it on your wedding website, but not on the invitation.
Wow. Wait a minute. Let me stop you there, Anna.
Oh,
people,
sure.
People are having now wedding websites?
Oh, yes. Lots and lots of wedding websites. You don't have to have one, but it can be a good place to put the hotel information, you know, what time you need to arrive in case people forget. All that kind of stuff that might not fit on the invitation, you can put it there to help them out. So registry can go there, but not on the invitation. Focus needs to just be on people, not gifts.
And so is there a way to word the fact that, you know, we would like money as opposed to...
Yeah. The best, and this wording is really important, so listen up and let your family know that when they get asked, this is how you'd like them to say it.
Okay.
Of course we would love whatever you get us. That's how this has to start, or the whole thing doesn't work from there on out. That's the important part. Of course we'd love whatever you get us. You know, what we could really use, though, is help toward a down payment on our first home. Or help toward furniture for our house. We have everything else, but that's what we really need. And that gives people also an idea of what that money will go toward, rather than just sort of padding your bank account for a rainy day.
Mm-hmm.
So think about it that way. But that first part is what's key, because that's the part that's really true when it comes to etiquette. So, mm-hmm. you know, and it takes the pressure off if someone's not comfortable giving money, that mm-hmm. that their gift will still be appreciated.
And so, Anna, you have been around this and been around etiquette probably your whole life. What do you think is the biggest faux pas that brides and grooms make when they are putting a wedding and planning a wedding? What do you think is the biggest faux pas you can make?
You know, I think that one of the biggest faux pas that's out there is actually not spending time with your guests. And this might sound a little funny at first, but when you think about it, you know, we talked about how much money it can cost to go and attend a wedding these days. If you come all this way, I heard a really sad story about a woman a little older in life. She went with her ailing mother, sort of the great aunt of the bride. And they spent all this money to travel and to be there, and the great aunt was frail. And they left, and the bride and groom left, and, you know, to go to the honeymoon, and they'd never even said hello to this mom and daughter who'd come so far to see it and made this whole big effort. So make sure you talk to every guest. That's why you have receiving lines, by the way, because you might not be able to get around at the reception to everyone and make sure, you know, they're moving targets at that point. You can't keep track of them. So that's why usually about 75 people or more is the number that you'll probably want a receiving line. It's literally a catch-all so that you can say that hello and thank you for coming.
Mm-hmm. And so you say, and you say that's one of the top traditions that we should not, because a lot of people are moving away from many of the great traditions in terms of weddings, but you say that is one that we should not get rid of.
Absolutely. And here's the thing. It doesn't have to be the receiving line. For if you've got less than 75, you can probably find everybody and know you said hello. But more than that, and it's not about having a receiving line. The receiving line lets you do that really important thing of saying hello and thank you for coming to everyone who's there. So that's a tradition that I say, okay, the receiving line might feel boring, but hold the phone. Let's see. There might be a really good reason to keep this one, even though... you know, what you're really looking forward to is the dancing, for example.
And exactly. And so at what point, Anna, should the receiving line happen?
The receiving line can happen a couple of times. It can happen either as you're leaving the church or the place that the ceremony, whatever kind of ceremony it was held. You can do it there, although that slows people from getting out of their seats a little bit. You can also do this as they are coming into the reception area. And you can have some cocktails or something being served kind of first at that spot and then get yourself set up. Often when you take your photos will determine a little bit when you're going to have your receiving line.
Mm-hmm. And so that just needs to be something that certainly needs to be thought about and done. And I think a lot of people really get so, especially the bride and groom, get so caught up in the moment that they forget that a lot of people did. I've had that happen before where, you know, we got there, we came from out of town, and you can kind of understand it, but it really just makes good sense that you really didn't get a chance to even really speak to the bride and groom because they're so swept away.
That's right. So that's why this is an important one. The other way that you can do it is with table visits. So when everyone, instead of doing the receiving line, when everyone is at dinner and sort of instead of pinging around the room, they're at their tables for a little while. The couple can come around and spend a few minutes at every table saying hello.
Mm-hmm.
But just bear in mind, you'll have to think about when you're going to get to eat all your wonderful food that you've paid for if you do it that way.
Now, let me ask you about this before we've got to let you go, because I don't know if this is just Louisiana tradition or just tradition overall. A lot of brides have something called a money dance. Good etiquette or bad etiquette?
It's good etiquette if this is a really understood and established tradition. If you just think, ooh, I heard about this thing called a money dance, let's go get some money, then it probably won't go over so well. But if this is part of your culture and your traditions and you know that your guests will understand how to participate in it, then by all means, that makes it a valuable wedding tradition.
Mm-hmm. And so what's the most important thing that you think that brides and grooms and families should know about the whole process? Because as I'm sitting here, you know, if you've been married and you've gotten married and you've had these big weddings and, you know how all-encompassing this can be, and you're trying to please everybody, and then you've got blended families, and then you've got this one and that one, and everybody has an opinion. What's the most important way that brides especially can get away from being so stressed?
One of the best things to do is to stay focused on the one or two things that are going to be most important to you that day, whether it's the father-daughter dance or it's, you know, cutting the cake, whatever you've always looked forward to. Make sure that you really get to have time to focus on that and enjoy it. And then also try to take care of any maybe sticky family situations. Maybe your biological dad isn't going to walk you down the aisle. Maybe you know it's your stepfather who raised you and you're really close to. That's okay from an etiquette point of view to change up. But the time to tell your biological dad isn't the morning of the wedding. You need to tell him a few weeks in advance so that he can get used to this idea. You don't want any big surprises on the wedding day because people have a very set idea of what their wedding will be like, and they don't have time to adjust in the moment. Their emotions get the better of them. So really good planning, and then you can just sit and ride through your day.
And so I'm glad you mentioned that. For the people who have stepdads and then biological dads, and you say, okay, my stepdad is going to be the one, or my brother even is going to be the one, or my uncle to give me away, what role then does the biological dad have, if any at all?
He may not wind up with a traditional role. You know, it's possible. What some people do is they have, you know, two father figures, and that can be any of the people you listed. Two father figures walk you down, one on each side. Maybe one walks you halfway. Some people have their mother walk them down. They walk by themselves. This is all fine. You might find a different role for the biological dad. Maybe he has a dance with you when the father-daughter dances come up. Or maybe you have him seated with you at your table. But, you know, whatever it is, you want everyone to understand what their roles are beforehand so that their feelings aren't, like we said, aren't hurt that day. But this is a way to think about how you want to fit people into these traditional roles. And it's perfectly okay in terms of etiquette if, you know, mom makes more sense, for example. So that part's up to you.
And so at that point, when the minister or the officiator says, who gives this bride to be wed, who should say what and at that point?
Sure. A lot of times the parent figures, not just the father figure, might say, we do. I've heard that at many weddings. And I've even heard entire congregations or audiences of guests be invited to say, you know, they'll say, who supports this marriage? And, you know, it might say in the program, all reply, we do. And I think that's really great that it isn't just the family giving someone away, because we don't think of women, thankfully, as property anymore to be given. But I love this idea of a community supporting the marriage. This is often done when the bride and groom have children from previous relationships, and you know, they might say, who supports this marriage? And the family that will be blended now stands up and says, we do. And I think that's a great way to include children, for example.
Absolutely. Anna, this is just all great information, and we love etiquette because what we understand is that for many, many years we've done things and we didn't really know what the etiquette or even what etiquette was in a situation. So you always shed great light on that. We want to thank you so much for spending your morning with us. And I also want you to tell people about Emily Post's Etiquette 18th Edition, how they can get it, and also your website.
Yes, you can purchase Emily Post Etiquette 18th Edition at bookstores everywhere on Amazon.com or through our website, which is emilypost.com. And we have all kinds of other etiquette information at the website, too. And you can find us on Twitter and Facebook and all those good places.
Absolutely. Anna, thank you so much. Great information. We hope that you have a great rest of the day, and we thank you for spending the very earliest part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network.
My pleasure. It's always a treat to be on.
Absolutely. We're going to take a break here. We're back after this.
Wasting my time for you. Let's get married.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hixon has it.
Hixon Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Stop pulling your hair out trying to find the perfect bed. The staff at American Wholesale Mattress has over 40 years combined experience to assist you with that all-important decision. We offer great values like queen pillow top sets, and why wait up to 3 weeks for that Tempur-Pedic to be delivered? At American Wholesale Mattress, we have them in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, everybody can afford one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive, locally owned and serving Cinelaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Have you been surprised to find new fees in your monthly financial statements? Or is your financial institution starting to charge fees for services that used to be free? The members at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union are happy to say no. Come visit one of our offices or call us at 800-264-4562. That's 800-264-4562 to find out how you can get your free checking account today. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, the credit union with heart.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Come visit one of our offices or call us at 800-264-4562. That's 800-264-4562 to find out how you can get your free checking account today. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums. Enjoy annual festival fun. Recreate at our golf courses and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avals Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana. Another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Open your mind to a fresh new world of taste at McDonald's. Introducing the spectacular new Premium McWrap, a dazzling fusion of tender, crispy, or grilled chicken and fresh veggies, all wrapped up in three phenomenal flavors: chicken and bacon, chicken and ranch, and sweet chili chicken. It's an astonishing, tasty experience that will pull you in again and again. The irresistible Premium McWrap, a whole new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital, caring for our community with state-of-the-art technology. Also, the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, dedicated to excellence. Davis One Stop. If you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Make sure you stop at Davis One Stop, Walker Automotive Group. When others won't, Walker will. Serving Central Louisiana since 1919, Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Darlene St. Romain and her team also get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf. In Of Oyles Parish, you can phone him at 318-346-6695. Now, if you're just joining the conversation, we want to thank once again Anna Post. She is the great-great-granddaughter of Emily Post. And if you don't remember, she really was, I think, a guru for etiquette. And so this morning what we realize is that a lot of people are getting married, a lot of people are planning weddings, a lot of people are going through the whole process. And sometimes, I said to Anna, sometimes people don't even know that there is such a thing as etiquette. How often have people unknowingly gone to a wedding and not taken a gift? Just not good etiquette. Or taken a gift that has been re-gifted. Well, nowadays, people are registering at multiple stores, and they're telling you what they would like to have. And so we really want to encourage people that this is something that is important to the bride and to the groom. And what the statistics say is that most wedding guests spend between $70 and $100 on a wedding gift. But even bigger than that, $72 billion a year is spent on weddings, and the average wedding budget is about $20,000. And how those numbers have just spiraled over the years. And so every bride, you know, men, I think, are a little bit differently. The groom just wants his bride to be happy, but every bride wants to make sure that every facet of the wedding is perfect, that everything is on point. And there's so much that goes into it. And I think that Anna has given so much great information about kind of how to pare it down and how not to become overwhelmed in the process. And, you know, we know it's probably one of the biggest days of our lives as brides, but we don't want it to be so stressful and so challenging that you can't even enjoy the day. And I think that that's why planning is critical, making sure that you go, you know, step by step, and understanding that in weddings and wedding parties, everybody cannot be included. And however you do that, you know, finding the right etiquette to figure that out, I think, is important so that no one's feelings are hurt. And as we're in the wedding season, we thought how apropos it would be to have Anna post on talking about those things that maybe we've wondered about and never really knew or never even really thought about. And I know that it's going to be a game changer for me moving forward into weddings and making sure that you RSVP. You know, most weddings nowadays are centered around per person, where you're paying for each person their dinner, and they want to make sure that they have a good head count. And making sure, even though we didn't talk about this, this has got to be really just good etiquette. If you RSVP, make sure that you have set it up on your calendar that you are able to attend, because there has been a seat placed for you, there has been a dinner purchased for you, and people, the bride and groom, are expecting your presence at the wedding. And if something fortuitous happens, something very unforeseen, some emergency, some absolute reason, big reason why you can't attend, I think to make sure that you call the bride and groom and let them know that, yes, you did RSVP and you're not going to be able to make it. What an incredible time it is for those brides and those grooms that are getting ready to say their I do's. You're on point, everybody. We're going to take a quick break. We're back after this.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD.
In HD.
That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning
high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition
with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine. I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. Well, as we're winding down this morning's show, you know, this morning, DC and I, as we do every single morning, we start our mornings off with prayer and meditation. And this morning, this is what I wanted to share with you as you are about to start your work day or whatever it is that you're doing today. You know, as we're talking about weddings and the music that DC was playing during the break, it just makes me feel like love and being in love and remembering those times. But a lot of people have forgotten. A lot of people have forgotten what it's like to love and to be loved. A lot of people are hinging on the mistakes that they have made and their weaknesses and their failures. And so this morning we thought just to share with you the importance of the courage it takes to get past the mistakes, the weakness, the failures, and understanding that those adjectives that people may use or that you may even use about situations in your life don't have to define you. And when we allow those things to define us, they hinder us for the future. When we allow our mistakes, our weaknesses, our failures to determine who we are, we never totally and completely move into our future. And you know, I was reading a book yesterday, and we're going to share it with you very soon, about the plans that we have for our lives. Sometimes we can plan things and they can seem so intrinsically perfect. I mean, everything about the plan just seems perfect. And then the plan, for whatever reason, doesn't work. But if you don't quit, if you continue to stand and know that there is a great plan for your life, for your relationship, if you just stand and learn the lessons, you might see that the plan that you had was maybe not God's plan. I know. Isn't that a deep thought? Maybe the plan that you had, I know when I read it, I thought, that's a deep thought. Maybe my plan was never God's plan. And because it was my plan, I felt instinctively and deep down inside that it was failure, that I was weak, that the mistakes that I made were too gargantuan, too overwhelming, too big to overcome. And so this morning, if you're kind of saying, woe is me, you know, I've failed so many times, I've missed the mark so many times, how could I possibly have a successful relationship, a successful marriage? Am I worthy? How could I have a successful business? How could I do this? I would challenge you this morning to turn all of that negative chatter, that negative self-talk, into something that's very positive, and say to yourself that the past is the past because it's past. And look at today as a refreshing renewal, a fresh start, that you learn from those things, and those things don't make you bitter, but they make you so much better. I'm going to tell you what, I don't know what I would have done if we wouldn't have made some of the mistakes that we made. We wouldn't have learned anything. They're not failures when you learn and you grow. Hey, that's what it's all about. Life is about a series of events, and how you internalize those is what makes you successful, or it makes you sit on a pity pot. And guess what? We all have a choice. Y'all, it's Tuesday, and I don't know about you, but I'm sending you some good, positive energy. I hope that your morning is off to an incredibly great start, and I hope that you're starting to rethink the things that you've been thinking about and see how those things, those missteps, can help you, can make you stronger, can give you courage, give you the strength to live and fight another day. I'm going to tell you, when you look at it like that, you can put your foot on the neck of those forces that are trying to bring you down. And you can look at your cup this morning and you can say, my cup is half full because possibility exists. I'm going to tell you, deep thoughts for Tuesday morning. I know it was for me, and it made me say, wow, how amazing one thought is that can really change your life. And that's what we endeavor to do every single morning, inspire you to think about the possibilities. When you think about them, they are infinite. they go on and on and on. But they can only go on and on and on when we don't quit. Hey, make that your mantra. I know it's ours. No matter what happens, we refuse to quit. Hey, we want to thank you guys so much for spending what we consider to be the very, very best part of your morning and ours with us right here on the official OPT Network. We love you so much. God loves you even more than that. Don't forget to love yourself and be the change that you want to see. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great and a safe Tuesday, and God willing, we'll see you right back here on Wind Down Wednesday.